Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee Leprac. It is your three times weekly show, Black Women with Other Brothers, from the downtown Tenderloin District of San Francisco, California. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2020. How are you doing? I hope everything is well with you and your family. Thank you for coming along on this journey, for subscribing, listening, and transcribing. So everybody, my goodness, I do want to tell you in advance, I am opening up the Black Women with Other Brothers. I will be on Twitter, and the Facebook page will be open on Monday, August 3rd. I will let the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook stand as my social experiment. It did start 8 years ago as a social experiment. It's been quite successful. I've influenced everything pink in the swirl community. Definitely influenced a lot of the satire, etc. I give myself props. I don't need anybody to give me props. I give myself props. And the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page is standing there as my testament of a social experiment. I'm here to talk about Black women solidarity and reciprocity. And I will center myself. And the description box is a clip to a TV clip, local news here in San Francisco. I'm on the news with my neighbor. We are advocating for our neighborhood, which our black mayor, this broad, black broad. Hey, it's like that. I'm calling her a black broad. She doesn't care about me. What? I'm not a mammy. See, this is why I'm talking about solidarity and reciprocity. See, we black women, we have solidarity, or we are socialized to have solidarity with anybody black. If somebody is black, the way the majority of us are socialized, we're supposed to riot with them. Or, there's another black person. Okay, they're on my side. We got the solidarity, the black solidarity. Oh, yeah, a black mayor, she's down for me. A black president, oh, my goodness, he's down for me. And then you look and you say, where's the reciprocity? What are they doing for you? Now, solidarity without reciprocity is just being a fool. All right? So I was on the news on ABC 7, and I hope this is not redundant to those of you who know about it. I know there are new listeners every show, and it is growing. Thank you for coming along. And the podcast, this show will be sounding different on Monday. It'll be an intro and an outro. I do like being original, which is why I didn't have any music. But there will be music, and it will be sponsors. So what I'm talking about, solidarity and reciprocity, for instance, me, I'm like a gung-ho woman. I like to cheer people on that are in my corner. I like to say, yeah, good for you, wonderful. I like to share, retweet. I do all of that. I'm in solidarity with you. And if there is no reciprocity, that's it. It's over. Relationship over. Game over. Beep. Now, here's my example. As I just said, I was on the news. So that means I'm on the news in San Francisco, California. Millions of people saw this clip. It already influenced a copycat clip on a different news station where they pretty much produced a similar piece as the one that was produced about me and my neighbor talking about how City Hall has failed our community and allowed this street around the corner from me to become a junkie slum, like a holding area for junkies. They're in tents, shooting up, disturbing the neighborhood. Y'all, it's a mess. It's beyond Blackistan because it's white people too. This city sucks. Anyway, my main platform for the San Francisco Dam show, although this is Black Women with Other Brothers, is Twitter. And before I got on the news, like some certain people that were happy to share, and I was sharing them. And then right when the news clip, and I'm putting this on, I'm noticed, I said, why aren't these people retweeting my news clip? Because they are jealous. Yeah. I can say that it did not hurt me, and I was not surprised because the type of work that I do takes bravery. And it takes courage to be one of the pioneers in something. And I am not like a BWE pioneer like Evia or Sojourner's Passport, Muslim Bushido. Not that kind of pioneer. I am a nonconformist bohemian, mixed media cult artist pioneer, one of the godmothers of San Francisco Public Access TV. Right now, I'm the authority on tenderloin with my podcast called San Francisco Dam. Anyway, I was puzzled, like thinking, why aren't they sharing my TV clip? And it was like an obvious silence from some people that I had retweeted their things, and message received. I'm middle-aged. I don't wait around and give people many opportunities to be reciprocal. When I have solidarity with you, I'm reciprocal, and it goes without saying that you are to be reciprocal to me too. And when you are not, as I said again, that's it. I was talking with a friend about it, and they were scanning my Twitter, and I said, "Go look at this person's face." They said, "Oh yeah, this is a guy." He says, "Yeah, they're just jealous." They said, "D, they're jealous of you. Come on, they probably think all everything came easy." And I'm like, "Yeah, but we're suffering over here with these junkies keeping the neighborhood up at night." See, junkies on the street party 24 hours a day. They don't have a filter. They treat living in a tent in an alley like it's their little hovel, single room occupancy hotel. So they are very loud and disruptive. But none of that matters when people are jealous of you. So to circle back to the point, black women, on your diversity journey, being diverse, be aware of the people who want you to be in solidarity, or the culture. People who want to be, have you in solidarity that do not reciprocate, whether it be a now here's a good example. A young lady was sending me emails about this. She loves Rihanna. She buys everything. She's got a in her bathroom, it looks like a Fenty counter at Sephora. It really looks like a Fenty counter. And she is now boycotting Rihanna because Rihanna has this colorist blackmail. I don't even know his name. Some looks like some homo thug rapper that was dissing black women, telling black women they didn't look good in red lipstick. And Rihanna hired this Negro male to, I guess he's, I'm not looking, I don't want to see it, to promote her products. And this young lady said, "Look at it, look what I did for her, and look who she hired. I'm done." And I was thinking, bravo, this young lady gets it. Rihanna is not reciprocating. She knows she has a strong black female base, and by hiring a colorist dude who has just black women, she is not being in solidarity with black women. She's just basically self-preservation. She's doing what works for her, not what works for the majority of her black female fan base who care about such things. I hope I'm making sense here. She had to do what was good for her, and this young lady is doing what is good for her by not buying any more of her products. She says, "I'm done. I have enough of this makeup. It's going to last me a couple of years." I mean, she spent like a couple thousand dollars. She was so disappointed. Poor little sweetheart. "Hey, honey, it's okay. Use the makeup. Enjoy the makeup." And if that's the thing about makeup, you can always buy more makeup from another company. It's not all that. It's just like, just paint and potions in a little bottle with a lot of beautiful marketing, and that's all it is. I'm really excited about this journey Black Women with Other Brothers has taken, doing this podcast, getting away from Facebook. I like Twitter. I like that platform. And I do welcome you to the Twitter page when it is open. Please don't bring the N-word. If you speak to me with the N-word, I'm just going to put you on mute. I don't like it. That's just me. That's how I like to curate my spaces. I cannot be a hypocrite as a middle-aged, diverse woman. I cannot speak to somebody who's using the N-word. I can't do it. The men that I'm associate with, they read my platforms, and I have to walk the walk. I just really want you to know that. Be careful using the N-word in public, on in print. So this is the end of your show until Monday, and it'll be a new sounding show. Thank you for coming along on this first part of the journey. I really appreciate you. I really do. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, and